This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
NFL season ended on Sunday with the Eagles winning Super Bowl 59. So let's wrap things up now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious, Baldy. And thank you, as always, for your time. So you may have expected the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Did you expect them to handle the Chiefs as easily as they did?
Nope, didn't expect that. Expected a more even game, very much more competitive game. But the Eagles were really hitting on all their cylinders. They made very few mistakes. They really attacked the Chiefs' weaknesses, and their offense never really was able to figure things out. Even though they didn't really do much, I mean, they just got beat up front in the trenches. On both sides of the ball, and that was really the difference. And it's usually the difference in most games, but not to this degree that we all witnessed on Sunday. I mean, I thought it was over at halftime. I didn't think there was any chance they were making a comeback. I know they were down 24-0 to Houston at one time, but I didn't see any signs of the offense waking up throughout that entire first two quarters, and I didn't think it was going to get any better in the second half, and it really never did.
So it's fair, right? Especially if you're in the AFC and you got to get through Mahomes to even get to the Super Bowl. It's fair to measure yourself against the few teams that have been able to pierce this, right, impenetrable playoff thing in Kansas City that's only lost four times in, what, 22 chances or whatever. So, like, if you're a Ravens fan and you're like, well, man, I mean, our D-line has been pretty good, but we don't get pass rush like that with four. Like, is it fair to say, all right, we saw Tampa do it in a Super Bowl. We saw these guys do it in a Super Bowl. Like, the Ravens might need some dudes up front. Like, Van Noy's a really effective player, but is he a dude? You know what I mean? Owe's a guy. He's not a dude. Matabike was a dude 2 years ago, but they might need another dude or two up front.
I would say so. I mean, I would never stop investing in that part of my team, Jason. I think you're right. I mean, to see what – now, I think the Chiefs will, fix their left tackle position and put Tooney back inside. And, they should be – they're going to lose Trey Smith. But, they'll find a guard that can play. I mean, that's that organization type thing, just the way the Ravens did a year ago. But, yeah, I would say, like, man, if you can affect the quarterback – I mean, it's going back to Rex Ryan. Let's go back to Buddy Ryan. When you can affect the quarterback the way the Eagles did with just four – then why wouldn't you try to emulate that and try to upgrade that where you can right now and use that formula to really shake Mahomes up? Now, the Ravens did that in the second half, 2 years ago. They shut him down completely, and Kelce didn't have much impact in the second half of the game after, the touchdown to Kelce in that, in the first quarter 2 years ago. So they've done it at times for periods, but not like the Eagles did for four quarters. So, like, I would say that would be the path I would go on if I was Eric DaCosta right now.
I think most people, all people, should think that the Eagles, the best, most complete team. Howie Roseman talked a couple years after that loss to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, how that really drove him. Just how impressed have you been with Howie Roseman's roster building for this team?
I mean, I don't know how they vote on executive of the year and all those kind of things, but I mean, he's the GOAT right now. You know, what he did, it's just one off season. Drafts and all that. But, I mean, they've hit on their top three draft picks 3 years in a row. The coaching wasn't good enough last year. Yep. They changed the coordinators. They changed the position coaches. Saquon could be plied from the New York Giants. Don't pluck their best player from a bad organization. You know, Zach Bond was not ever really found, like, he could never find a true position in New Orleans. Let's go give Zach Bond a chance and put him in Vic Fangio's defense. You know, let's go draft Quinyon Mitchell with the first corner. Let's go find a way to trade up to get Cooper DeJean. Like, the guy barely made a mistake over this last year and really over the last three drafts. You can look him up. I mean, every one of these guys has hit that he's drafted over these last 3 years.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Baldy, I'm sure you've seen Joe Burrow somewhere, as he seems to have joined every possible media organization to talk about his team's situation heading into the offseason, and he's made it pretty clear he wants the band to be back together. Do you think that Mike Brown will heed anything that Joe Burrow had to say?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
But I mean, it'd be foolish not to listen to Joe. I mean, right? I mean, the guy is a marquee player. He needs help around him. But they don't, I mean, they're not, they're just not next level thinkers. And I'm not taking a shot at Mike Brown here, but they haven't figured out contracts. Mm-mm. Like, why? How is it that T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase are both looking for a contract based on their production? Like, how can't they figure this out? You know, like when the Eagles can figure this out and have Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown locked up and taken care of and can go make a trade for Jahan Dotson. How can they figure it out and the Cincinnati Bengals can't? I mean, it's like, you know, one team is playing chess, the other's playing checkers. I mean, it's just what it is right now. So Joe can plead for Mike Brown in the front office to get these guys and keep these guys, But I don't think they know how to do it right now.
What do the Steelers do at QB? This Trevor Lawrence stuff is poppycock. I don't know where that came from. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't know about this. I mean, I love Coach Cowher, but I have a hard time seeing Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh after all Mike Tomlin's already had to deal with personality-wise. Obviously, Russ and Justin Fields have been there. You know, Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold. Do you see any solution for them, Baldy?
Well, I mean, look, at this point, I believe, and I don't think I'm overstating this, Jason, but it's organizational failure right now. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger was a great player. He stayed too long. It yeah. happens. They have not figured it out. They still have not figured it out. Because Russell wasn't good down the stretch. I mean, how many did they lose in a row? He wasn't good or effective. I can't believe he's going to be back. I can't believe Justin Fields is the answer. Otherwise, he would have been in there when they were struggling to score points and move the ball. Is Aaron Rodgers the answer? Is it even a Band-Aid at this point?
Whew.
Like, it isn't. So they've got to figure this out. Because I saw Mike Tomlin at the Senior Bowl. They could go continue to build in the trenches. I'm sure they will. It's something that they've done pretty good at. But until they get the quarterback situation figured out, they're going to be in this situation where they're not going to be the big dog in the AFC North right now. They're just not with Burrow and with Lamar. Like, they've got to figure that position out. And I don't believe some of the things that are being suggested are the right answer right now.
So you don't see Aaron Rodgers as a fit for Pittsburgh, but Baldy, where do you think Aaron Rodgers could land if he decides to continue to play?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, you're looking at a 42-year-old quarterback that you can look at the stats and say, hey, they're pretty good stats. But really, when you look at what a quarterback is, a franchise quarterback is supposed to do when the game is in the balance, you're supposed to elevate those around you to win games. And they had chances against Denver. They had chances against Minnesota. They had leads against Seattle. They couldn't win those games. And so, you know, he had injuries that he dealt with last year. You think those injuries are just going to go away at age 42? They're not. Like, I would never tell a player ever, like, when it's time to go. It's just not my place to do it. Every player deserves that opportunity. But I don't think Aaron is the answer in most places, whether all these teams, whether it's Tennessee or like, you're going to get maybe a year, maybe a good year, possibly. But you're still going to be faced with the same situation. Like, how are you going to become Buffalo or Philadelphia or Kansas City if you're investing in Aaron Rodgers? Like, that's what Denver wants to be. They want to be that team with Bo Nix right now. You got to find – they found Jalen with the 53rd pick in the second round. Like, do some homework. Investigate. Build around a guy. Develop a guy. Like, that's still the formula in this business to be an every-down playoff contender. They found it with Baker. Tampa's winning these divisions. You know, two in a row with Baker and four in a row right now, starting with Brady. Like, figure out a guy that is still young enough that you can develop and a second time around, or find a young guy. And go do your homework and find a guy that can become that guy.
Baldy, always great. Thank you so much for your time. Another great season in the books. I'm sure we blink and you'll be on your training camp tours.
Don't say that.
I hope it's not that fast.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
It probably won't feel like that. Thanks,
enjoy
guys.
The water.
Yep.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious, Bone. Hey, coming up next, Northern Exposure. And Jason just alluded to it. Bill Cowher, who I would think has an interest, at least a decent read on what's going on in Pittsburgh. Well, he has some thoughts on what they should do at quarterback. What do we think of that? We're going to hear what he has to say next here on The Fan.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.